Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayshekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing the world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you to become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. In today's episode, we have India's leading career coach, Sawan Kapoor, who's here to talk about midlife career crisis and how one can handle it. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Success Gyan's podcast. I am Sawan Kapoor, India's leading career coach, and today we are going to talk about how to navigate your midlife career crisis. This is going to be a very crucial episode, especially for working professionals who have lost their zeal, their excitement, or their enthusiasm for what they do at work. See, you are going to spend the majority of your waking hours at work. So getting this area fixed is very important to the overall quality of life that you will lead. So buckle up and listen in. See, research shows that many people who are, you know, seemingly satisfied with their careers can get dissatisfied with their jobs in their mid-40s. They may regret, you know, past choices that they should have made or didn't make, or feel stuck in a rut. They experience sadness about the road not taken. So the first thing here is to understand why this happens. Fundamentally, we do things either to gain a benefit or to avoid a pain. People who undergo a midlife career crisis are looking to escape that numbness of their professional lives. They are asking the question, is this all there is to my work and my worth professionally? And this is a deep downward spiral. And most of us experience this at some point in our careers. See, most individuals do not know what they want from a career or even the right way to choose the career that is truly for them. And they get into what is known as a misaligned career. This is because at the time of deciding their career, they have not fully explored who they are and what it is that they really want to do. Unfortunately, they land up making a career choice that is not their true calling. They choose their career based on some form of pressure, such as parental pressure or peer pressure or, you know, societal pressure around what area or industry is hot. And this leads to getting into a career that they get tired of and feel burdened with. It is not representative of something that they can do for a meaningfully long period of time at a high level of interest. And this starts to build regret and anxiety. They feel uninterested and therefore unaccomplished. Their lack of focus and their lack of fascination with their professional life leads to the anxiousness that, you know, their best days may well be behind them. And it then begins to turn into regret, where they feel that they are not where they should have been in their life or their career by now. While others are progressing and have grown in their careers and their finances, have been able to buy cars and homes and in general work their journeys towards upwards mobility, in comparison, they feel left behind. And this is the regret that sours their, you know, experience of their everyday professional life, where it becomes hard for them to connect with joy in any area at any capacity. So what are the signs of a midlife career crisis? There are 6 clear signs related to your midlife career crisis. And I'm not just, you know, talking about them in any specific order or priority here. Just know that if you are suffering from any 2 of these signs, you could be well headed towards a full-blown midlife career crisis. One of the first signs is a lack of motivation. Work that used to give you joy now bores you endlessly. You no longer put your hand up to take on projects, and fundamentally this conflicts with your sense of self. So, you know, it leads to the creation of a confused identity. Your values are in contradiction with your actions here. Another sign is that your self-confidence takes a hit. And this is a pretty surefire sign that you may well be facing a midlife career crisis, because you begin to doubt your professional capabilities. And as this develops, it can hit your value perception. That is what you bring to the table, and it lowers your self-esteem. A third sign is that you are not happy at work. Spending Sunday evening dreading about Monday morning is not normal. It leaves you in a state where you are less and less able to connect with joy, meaning, and purpose in your professional sphere. Your work may not be a huge source of joy in your life, but it should not make you miserable. A fourth sign is that you begrudge new employees, you know, in this midlife career crisis, because instead of being your usual vibrant self who would welcome fresh-faced starters with open arms, you are now putting your head down and at times even pretending to just be busy with your work. What was of meaning to you professionally isn't anymore. And this is a symptom that you are becoming a part of the problem, which is now compounding and growing. A fifth sign is that your attitude stinks. Making an effort to be cordial with your colleagues is becoming taxing. If you are not experiencing joy, then it will bleed into all of your interactions. All your skills, talents, education, experiences, your knowledge, and even your personal qualities come to life through your attitude. And a bad attitude is like a flat tire. Without changing it, you're not really going anywhere. And a sixth sign is that you are constantly tired. See, being tired after a busy day at work is normal. But if you are constantly tired and lacking energy, you could be experiencing emotional exhaustion. This is an important physical sign related with a midlife career crisis. Your focus and your stamina both have taken a hit. If you are experiencing any two of the above, then a midlife career crisis may well be on its way. This is where I want you to first understand the principle of dynamic acceptance. See, dynamic acceptance states that whenever in life you are faced with a difficult decision or a difficult challenge, you really have only three choices. The first choice is to accept it. And if you cannot change it, you have to accept it because it makes it easier to be able to deal with. The second choice is to change it. If it is in your scope and power to bring about the needed change to the situation, then work on changing it. It is time for action and not for dwelling in the problem. And the third choice is to remove yourself from that situation if it is one that is not acceptable to you. And this is where a career coach can really help, you know, build you up, because they will be able to diagnose if you are headed towards a midlife career crisis. See, please understand that there are answers to a midlife career crisis and it can be reversed. It is absolutely possible to be back in that state of mind where your work has meaning for you and you are able to feel the fulfillment that comes from doing something you really care about. A career coach has the tools to be able to show you the true root causes of why you are feeling stuck in that rut. And then with you alongside, create the right roadmap to bring you out of such a situation. So do yourself a favor and explore working with a career coach. They formally understand these problems and have successfully brought people out of this. So you will not be solving this problem, you know, through experimentation, hit and trial. You will get tried and tested methodologies that work. I hope you received value from this podcast. And as someone who is struggling with their dead-end career, you will also share this with others who may be in a similar position undergoing this lack of connection in their professional lives. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast gave you insights on how to progress in your career. Do share this with your friends, family, or anyone whom you think needs this information. Savan Kapoor will be live in the upcoming masterclass and summits. For more details, log on to www.sgsummits.com.